Sky-high hypocrites, Davos elites hit turbulence over love of private jets. By Simon Kent on January 15, 2023. The globalist elites and their private jets are now landing in Davos, Switzerland, for yet another World Economic Forum WEF, built on a week of fine dining and billionaire backslapping in luxurious surrounds, with a few meetings in between. As they do, they're drawing contempt for their hypocrisy as elsewhere mere mortals are hectored to stop their own use of regular commercial air travel in the name of saving the planet. More than 1,000 private jets delivered dignitaries to last year's summit in the plush Swiss holiday resort. A Greenpeace study revealed on Friday, and the sheer volume of flights generated 4 times the carbon dioxide emissions such aircraft would create in an average week, according to the report. Greenpeace released the analysis, conducted by Dutch consultancy CE Delft, ahead of this year's round of moneyed self-congratulation which begins tomorrow. Europe is experiencing the warmest January days ever recorded, and communities around the world are grappling with extreme weather events supercharged by the climate crisis. Clara Maria Schenk, transport campaigner for Greenpeace in Europe, said in a statement. Meanwhile, the rich and powerful flock to Davos in ultra-polluting, socially inequitable private jets to discuss climate and inequality behind closed doors. Schenk added, noting the WEF has long warned of impending doom because of the worldwide disaster of climate threats. Of all the 1,040 private jets studied, 53% were for short-haul trips less than 466 miles, while 38% were under 311 miles, according to the report. Greenpeace accused attendees of ecological hypocrisy before asking just why the WEF claims it is committed to the global goal of keeping warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius, 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, when the emissions generated from all the private jets flying in and out of airports serving Davos last year were equivalent to those produced by about 350,000 average cars for a week. Not that this is the first time the privileged Davos members have been accused of hypocrisy, demanding others change their ways while they board their luxury private jet transport. As Breitbart News reported, back in 2015 a squadron of 1,700 jets rumbled into Davos and the Swiss Air Force was so overwhelmed by the air traffic it was forced to open up a military air base for the first time ever to absorb the load. In 2018 it happened again when the number of private jets spiked 335% during the meeting, according to Air Charter Service, ACS. Research commissioned by the jet hire company found an average 218 private jet movements a day during the week's forum, compared to the 65 daily flights Swiss airfields usually deal with. The 2023 WEF meeting has a self-proclaimed goal of tackling the climate emergency and other ongoing crises and has called for bold collective action. Private jet flights are not regulated in the EU, but they are the most polluting mode of transport per passenger kilometer. The French government has already banned short-haul commercial flights where green alternatives are available, and New Zealand may follow soon. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.